Cress, brother and sister, D.H., Loma Linda, California, December 3, 1907. Dr. Cress, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. Dear friends, brother and sister Cress, there has never been a time when we needed more than we do at the present to seek the counsel of God. We need to pray constantly for spiritual strength. We need clear discernment that we may walk constantly with God. I have much to say to you, my esteemed friends. I have read your letter and am not surprised that you feel perplexed at what I have written regarding your wages. Sometime you will understand that I begrudge you none of your salary. But I know that just now some are watching you, eager to gather up points in regard to this matter that will give them an excuse for drawing the large wage they themselves would like to demand. They would like to make your case an excuse for their course in this matter. I feel sure that the question of your wages will be satisfactorily adjusted in the future. But, my brother, let those who understand your influence and your work adjust your salary, and not you yourself. If you entertain the thought that in order to meet all your expenses, you must have a certain high salary, others will take example by you. And although perhaps not so valuable to the cause as yourself, will take it for granted that because you draw large money, they can demand the same, or even more. I do not demerit lady physicians. We need them as verily as we need gentlemen physicians. And we should have 100 where we now have one. A great mistake has been made in not seeing this necessity and encouraging many more to take the medical course. My brother, be of good courage in the Lord. We see so much need of the grace of Christ and of that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. We need to learn our lessons of Jesus Christ and to labor both for the health of the body and the saving of the soul. Our mission is the same as that of our Master, of whom it is written, He went about doing good and healing all that were sick. See Acts 10, verse 38. In every place we are to bear a decided testimony for the truth for this time, representing to the world the character of God as it was revealed to Moses. In the prayer of Moses, Show me thy glory, the Lord answered. I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus 33, verse 18, 19. 34, 6, 7. This is the fruit that God desires of His people. In the purity of their characters, in the holiness of their lives, in their mercy and loving kindness and compassion, they are to demonstrate that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. Through Israel, it was God's purpose to impart rich blessings to all people. Through them the way was to be prepared for the diffusion of light to the whole world. The nations of the world, through following corrupt practices, had lost the knowledge of God. Yet in His mercy, God did not blot them out of existence. He purposed to give them the best opportunities of becoming acquainted with Himself. He designed that the principles revealed through His people should be the means of restoring in men the moral image of God. What a work is before us! And how few comprehend this work. Sunday morning, December 8th. We had some rain Friday night. Yesterday I went to the Carr Street Church, Los Angeles, as the appointment was out for me to speak there. I went trusting in the Lord. I found a large crowd gathered in the place of meeting. W.C. White thought the forces must be divided. He therefore spoke to a colored congregation in another part of the city. 2 days before this, my strength was greatly taxed in visiting Long Beach. Important interests were brought before us by Brother and Sister Simpson concerning their connection with this place. They asked me to visit the Long Beach Hospital, and this journey, following so closely on my journey from San Diego, seemed to take the very last of my strength. Sister Simpson had provided me a room where I could rest, however, and I obtained a little sleep. Dr. Preston Kellogg and Dr. W. Jones were there. We were asked to view the premises and to give our judgment, but as they had already decided the matter of hiring the place and opening a sanitarium, it was not necessary for us either to commend or disapprove. We found the building thoroughly but not expensively furnished and in working order. Everything showed excellent taste and was very convenient. We did not discourage, for we thought the Lord's hand might be in this move. Neither Dr. Preston Kellogg nor Dr. Jones is fully living the truth, but we know that Sister Winiger Simpson is true to the faith. Her husband believes that he also is, but there is a work of reformation needed in his life.
We returned to Glendale on Sabbath. I spoke for 1 hour to all who could find seats in the church. Although I had been quite ill, my voice was clear and strong. This morning I am weak, but much better than I was. I ate my simple breakfast with a relish. This afternoon I will fill an appointment and then, if able, shall return to Loma Linda. From there I shall return to my home, if this is the Lord's will. I feel very thankful for the help He has given me in speaking to the people. My family at St. Helena needs me, and I am desirous to be at work on many things that need to be written out. But I have been very thankful to give to our people in Southern California the messages the Lord has given me for them at this time. A strange spirit of overbearing and condemning has been brought into the work there, and the direct messages that have been borne to our churches on this visit to Southern California have been greatly appreciated by them. The Lord has given evidences of His presence and blessing. If I am again called away from my home for this work, I pray that the same tokens of good may be seen in every place where I shall labor. There is a great work to be done in Southern California. Strict guardianship needs to be kept of those institutions that the Lord has placed in our possession. If ever there was a time when divine power needs to be brought into the churches, it is now. It may be that I must remain here for some time yet, but I greatly desire to be at home. I pray that you will have good courage in the Lord. My brother and sister, have hope in God. He will be your helper. You are in the right place. Your Father knows your every need.